I also want to thank the sponsors, Chaver from the shul. I don't know, I think it's from Torah anytime. There are Chaverim that are trying to get the shiurim to people who are not able to come or further away. Some years ago, some Rosh Hashanahs ago, I told the story of what happened after the great tzaddik Rabbi Isaacle Kalever was nifter. After Rabbi Isaacle was nifter, the chassidim were lost. And as it was in those days, they went looking, searching for a tzaddik to whom they could attach themselves. And it's a whole maisa. But the end of the story is that there were two chassidim of Kalev who ended up by the Zera Kardesh and Rabshitz. And what made them decide to stay was a conversation that they heard Achra HaParagut. It's a whole story about a Jew who had committed very, very terrible averus, and he wanted very badly to have a tikkun, to return to Hashem Yisbarach, and he went to the Rabshitz to find his way back. And the Rebbe was very hard on him. The conversation that the two Kalever Chassidim heard on the other side of the door was that the Rav Shitzer said to this Baal Averus, "Vos hot eibishter azoy shlechts geton? What was so terrible that Hashem did to you? What was so terrible that He did to you? What did God do to you that was so terrible in your life that you've caused Him such tsar? You've caused the one who created you, who loves you, such aggravation?" And it's very, very hard to begin. It's very hard to enter into this time. Because for the most part, we're blessed. And Hashem Yisbarach has been kind to us. Not to say that there aren't individuals who have gone through difficulties. But we could imagine the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer, asking us that question. Was hat der Eibishter so schlecht getan? Hashem hasn't been good to us. Hashem hasn't been kind to us. That we're mitzayir Him because our father anguish. And that feeling makes it difficult to enter into the gates of Yerushalayim. In the first Slicha, we say, "Eich niftach pel lefanecha dar mesuch." How can we open our mouths before the one who is everywhere, who dwells in the expanses of the universe, and in every molecule of our bodies? Ech niftach pel lefanecha dar mesuch, ve'elu ponim nishpach sich, ve'elu ponim nishpach sichim. How could we find a way to begin this conversation again? the conversation of Slichas, of Rosh Hashanah, of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, of Yom Kippur, the conversation of Al Chetz HaChatan, of Hashem Lubagad. Meluponim Nishbar Sichim, Ga'alman Sibesecha, Yisharim, Banachoichim, Gesof Gosof, we've been mezazel, we have not respected you, we have not respected your Torah. So that's the question to begin with. Eich niftach pele fanecha dar mesuch. We need a pischan peh. We need a way to begin. A pischan peh to return to Hashem's door. And to be allowed in. So we're living in a time of great nisyonos. There are tremendous, tremendous challenges. And it seems that before Mashiach comes, not only do certain neshamas, not only is there a sheer of souls that must descend into this world, but it seems that before Mashiach comes, there is also a terrible, terrible amount of separations, estrangements in families, and very tragically, divorces. And over the years of Golas, Goyla Acha Goyla, to the end of time that we are now, when we look in the Nevi'im, the impression that we get is that Chalila Knesset Yisrael, the one who is the object of Hashem's love and the whole Sefer of Shir HaShir, the one who Hashem can't take his eyes off, somehow it seems that over the years that we've become an Isha Grusha Mibayla. That something happened in our relationship. There's a separation. The Navi Yirmiyah in the third parak says very explicitly, Shilachtiha ve'eten esefer krisuseha elev. Speaking about his wife, Knesset Yisrael. That the Navi Yirmiyah, the Navi of Churban, says such terrible words. In the name of Hashem Yisbarach, Shilachtiha, I have sent her away. Ve'eten esefer krisuseha elev, I have given her the sefer, the book of separation, of divorce. A get. That's what it sounds like from the Navi Yirmiyah. And in the Medrash Eicha, Kol Zman Shemevakshim Yisrael Lasis Lehem Nisim Kivat Chil. Kol Zman, all the time we're asking Hashem Yisbarach to perform miracles for us. All of us grew up hearing about Nisi. And as children, we sat around the Seder, and we still do. And we believe in all of the Nisim, all of the miracles. But the Medrash Eicha says, Kol Zman Shemevakshim Yisrael Lasas Leham Nisim Kevatchila. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform for us miracles as He once did. And the truth is, they don't have to be as spectacular as they used to be. We would settle for less dramatic miracles than in the past. Miracle of a cancer patient being healed. The miracle of the streets of Eretz Yisrael being safe for our children. The miracle of children being able to come back to the homes of their parents. And the Medrash says, Kol zman shemavakshim Yisrael asas lahem nisim kevatchila oyim lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kva girashti eschem. What are you asking for miracles? I've already divorced you. I've sent you away. Adodach Sivan brings the pasuk of Shilachtia ve'etne sefer krisuseha eilah, that I have given you a get. So what are you asking me for miracles? And the lashon of the Navi Hoshea, and those who learned Hoshea understand the depth of the despair of that Navi at the beginning. And the Navi Hoshea says also horrible words. Sineisim al-raya ma'alalei. I hate them, I despise them because of their terrible actions, because of what they've done. Mi beisi agar Hashem, and therefore I have thrown them out of my house. So this picture of rejection, of separation, of gerush and of divorce. Contributes to a feeling of yeush, of despair. But that davke is the Pesach to bring us in. Says the Medrash Vayikra, Mais of Yimei Rabbi Tanchuma. There was a mais in the days of Rabbi Tanchuma. Shaho Yisrael Tzrichin L'Kshamim. Where we were experiencing a famine in Eretz Yisrael and we needed rain. The Gozer Rabbi Shtei Tanyis V'Layordu G'Sham. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself declared two fast days and it still didn't rain. Asha Odom Echad Roes Grush also, until there was a person who met his ex-wife, Grush also, Shehi Betzara Gedol, and his ex-wife was going through terrible, terrible sorrow. V'omrulon, she said to her ex-husband, Min yomu denofkis min beisach lechamis tav, that ever since the day that I left your home, ever since the day, the time that we've been separated, lechamis tav, I had not seen anything good in my life. You were all that I had. And I haven't seen lechamis tav in my life Since the day that I left your home, since we were separated. It says in the Medrash, B'nismal Eleb Rachamim, that when he heard those words, and you can imagine, until there was a divorce in those days, it's not like now. Until there was a get, until there was a gerush in those days, it must have been terrible. But his heart was filled with rachmonis, with compassion. And he gave her whatever she needed. And and the schus of this ex-husband, who had rachmanis on the wife, that he threw out of his house. Yorduk shomam li Yisrael. M'lamayis is a din in Shulchan Aruch. And if an Ezer kuf yutes, the Ramah brings, mutala adam lozum grushas, that it is mutter for a husband to support, to sustain, to feed grushoso, his ex-wife. And not only that, but the Ramah says, O mitzvah yoysa mi bishar on. And it's a greater mitzvah for him to do that than to take care of any other person who is poor. And we have such a Kabbalah from Elionovi himself, as it's brought down in Ton of Elio. Im nasa adam isha. If a man marries a woman who moksaba dover the garsha, and the marriage didn't work out, and as a result of that, he divorced her. Ulubisaif nasis ania. And in the end, she became impoverished. Yehi mefarnes oiso lefi yecholta ma'ashe yucha. He should be mefarnes, he should take care of his ex-wife. Dav rachman is, according to his ability, lekach nema, because it says in Torah, umibsarcha loites alim. To have rachmanis on your own flesh and blood. This is the mother of your children. Have rachmanis on her, and have rachmanis on the children that the two of you brought into the world, who are suffering because of her suffering. Mibsarcha loites alim. So everybody here knows that the only way we come into Slichus is loy b'chesed v'loy b'maasem bonu l'fanecha. We can't come to Hashem's Baruch showing Him all that we've accomplished. Loy b'chesed v'loy b'maasem bonu l'fanecha. Kedalu m'chiroshim d'afaknu d'lasecha. That's the beginning of Slichus. L'cho Hashem atzdoke v'lonu boishes hapon. U'l'besayif, at the end, nasis aniyah. Something happened over the years. Not just to Am Yisrael, but in our lives as individuals. And Hashem found something in our lives, things in our lives. It's hard for us because there's so many to count. And as a result of that, we had to leave his presence. But so we feel. Ulbesayf nasis aniyah. As it says in the Tanakh Eliyahu in the Medrash. And without being in Hashem's home. Min yom b'danafkis min beisach l'chamis tav. The Rebbeinu Shalom, you know that since that time, that we left Eretz Yisrael, that we left the Beis HaMikdash, since the time of the Churban, and each and every one of us knows and remembers when we were innocent and we were children. And each and every one of us can recall the time in life where something began to turn in the other direction. And the feeling that we had from that time has been, min yom d'nafkis min beisach l'cham istav. That from that day, from that first time that I did that thing that I never thought that I would do, and from that day that I could no longer dive into you the way that I did when I was a little boy or a little girl, from that day that I lost my innocence, my twins, from that moment that I lost my emunah, my belief in you. And I left your home like Chamis Tav. What does it mean, like chamis tav? I haven't seen good. Yerushalmi says in Ksuvus in the 11th parak, Ma'asiv Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. It was a ma'asiv that Rabbi Yosi HaGalili was megarish his wife, that he divorced his wife. And the Gemara says that she was so poor she had nothing and no one. And she was mechazeres al hapsochim, that she was walking around as a schnorrer, as a beggar. She was mechazeres al hapsochim. She was going and knocking on strangers' doors, a bush and a cherpa. And it happened that one day Rabbi Yossi saw what had become of his ex-wife. And the Gemara says that he bought a house for her. He gave her his own house. And he was mefarnes, and he took care of her the rest of his life. So when we come to Slichus, the question is, how do we approach the Dar Mesuchim, Boishnu v'Nechlam? So the Torah is Kedalu Mecharash and Vafakni L'Sacha. That's how Slichus begins. That we are like poor people who are knocking on your door asking for a handout. What we're learning tonight, what we're learning right now, is that we're not coming to a Rebbeinu Shlomo Stam, a stranger. But we're coming like this woman in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yossi's ex-wife, who's Mechazeres al Hapsochim. She's going around this world looking for somebody else who's going to give her. Who's going to give her life and parnasa and children and simchas achayim. And Am Yisrael has been dragging around Golas for thousands of years. And we're knocking on many, many doors like schnorrers. We're not in our own land. We're still in Golas. And we're still coming and begging our enemies, those who hate us, to give us and to take care of us. And with all the progress that the world has made over all of these years, the doors are shut in our face. So we could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the night of Slichus, Rabbi Shalom, you know that we're no different. And you know, Rabbi Shalom, min yom adonafkes min beisach lecham istav. And you, Rabbi Shalom, you know that because at some point in life we felt that you didn't want us anymore, that we left and we went looking around for other places. We're going to find fulfillment in education. We're going to find fulfillment in money. We're going to find fulfillment in fressing ourselves with sushi and with pizza and with barbecues. We're going to find fulfillment in entertainment and movies. We're going to find fulfillment. We're going to find toiv in sports. We're going to find toiv in tivus, in filth. We're going to find toiv. We're going to find good on the internet. We're going to find all kinds of toiv. And mechazeres al hapsochim, like an isha grushami bailer that goes around the whole life trying to find happiness. But now we're standing in front of your door. And now is the time to be honest. And now is the time to say to the Rebbeinu Shlom Tower, to our husband, to our father, to our king. Min yom adonafkes min beisach, that from the time that we left your house, lecham istav, we have not found the good that we're looking for in life. And each of you knows that. And if you're deluding yourself and making believe that the toiv that you have found is be'emes tov. Then you're the greatest ani, you're the poorest person of all. So therefore we say to Hashem Yisburach, you paskin in your Torah, that even regarding an ex-wife, regarding a grusha, even if in some way you have thrown us out, in some way you disgusted with us, in some way you disappointed in us, but you yourself said, and abortion, we're the mother, we're the parents of your children, of the children that we send to school, to cheder, to learn your Torah. And you yourself said about us, Zachatilach Chesed Nurayach, Ahavas Kuloisayach. You yourself said that you remember your bride, and you remember the kindness and the love of Shir Hashir. And Einachinami, something happened to us. And over the years, Lubasayif Nasas Aniya. And over the years, there's been distance, estrangement. There's a coldness that set in. Ulbisoif Nasas Aniya. And we become poor, impoverished. And even though it seems that we're looking for different types of handouts, but the truth is, the emes is that the whole year we forget, but Slichas night we come back to the one Pesach, to the one door. That really, really means anything to us. And we say to you, Pischli achoisi rayosi samosi. So when we come to your door, each one of us comes with a list. Everybody here is in need. All of us need. And if we're so blessed that we don't need for ourselves, although I don't know such a person, but certainly we have a list of others who we love who are in need. And this one needs a refuah. And this one needs a shidduch. And this one needs children. And this one needs that the children should be good children, should behave. And that the children should be erlichet. And the children should come back and should keep Torah mitzvahs. And this one needs a parnasa. And this one needs shalom bayis. But the emes is that at this time, it's important for us, each and every one of us, to be mesboinen, to think deeply. And before reading the rest of the list that we're going to be doing over the coming weeks, because tzarchei amcha merubim, there are many needs that we have. The greatest need of all is the reassurance that you have not divorced us. And that it's not true. And that even though you've used such harsh words in Navi, and even though it says such a thing in Chazal, but Rabbi Shlom Yul Megala Biad Nevi'echa, and the Navi Yeshaya says in Perek Nun, the Navi of Nechama says, Koyam Ara Hashem. This is what Hashem says. Eize sefer krisis imchem asher shilachtia. Where is the get? I never gave a get. You could ask a karsha. In Yirmiyah and Hosea, it sounds like there was a get. And Am Yisrael felt and we feel that there's a get. Akedekach, did you know that in the days of Yecheskel, there was a Canaan that came to the Navi Yecheskel, and they believed that Am Yisrael is no longer obligated to keep their mitzvahs because the marriage is over. The relationship is done. The Navi Yeshayah says, Eizah Sefer Krisis Imchem Asher Shlachtiha. Show me the get. You feel that you're Megurosh. Hashem's Baruch says, I did use the D word. It's true. I used the Lashon of Gerushin and Kiregu Bi'apai. And a moment of wrath and a moment of anger, B'shetzef Ketzef. Rega katoin azavtich, I use that word to scare you, to threaten you. Unfortunately, as it often happens in a marriage that's strained, where one does not know and in desperation uses that lashon of divorce, unfortunately is thrown around much too often. But in desperation, the wife says, I can't go on living with you. Her husband says, I can't bear continuing on with this marriage. And it's true that the Baruch Shalom did use such lashonos. With the very same Navi Hosea, says the following: the end of the story. Are we divorced or are we not divorced? Even if we are, an ex-wife is entitled. Even if we are, Baruch Hashem, you threw us out of Eretz Yisrael. Imo'ois ma'aston, v'katzavto leinu mo'oid. Mipsarcha lo'itasali. And we're able to come and ask you, as your own flesh and blood, and as the mother of your children, and as the only ones who truly care for you, and haven't forgotten you, and think of you, and want to come back to you, and swear to you that miyom adonafkus min beisach, that from the day we left you, lecham istav, life has not been good for us. We've suffered in the world. We've suffered at the hands of our enemies. We've suffered trying to find happiness and not finding it. Looking for love in all the wrong places. So the end of the story is that the Baruch Shalom says, I never gave you a get. In a moment of anger, I used the word. But the same Navi Hosea said, the day will come. So all of the years you'll run after all of your lovers. All of those who say they love us. There are many, many who have said in history that they love us. They adore us, especially before elections. Throughout the years of Golus, you're going to run like snorers after your lovers, chasing them when they drop you, when they ditch you. You're going to run after all of your lovers. And you're not going to be able to catch up to them because they don't want you, because they don't want Jews. And whoever's been deluding himself over the 70s and the 80s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, by now, the delusion is already finished. You're going to seek other lovers. You're not going to find anyone. Until finally, Am Yisrael is going to say, and this is the ultimate irony, V'amra, Elcha v'ashuva el ishi harisha. I want to go back to my husband. El Ishi Harisha, to my first husband. I want to go back to the beginning. Ki toiv li oz me'ata. Because it was so much better then than it is now. The irony is that Hashem is not the one who threw us out. Hashem's work is not the one who sent us away. We imagine that. And therefore we always hear it and we rationalize the gimel word, the get word, the D word, the divorce word. But Hashem's work says, I ain't safe at priest, I never gave you a get. Just the opposite. I've never stopped thinking about you. Zachart l'ches and arayv, ahavus kul asayv, bikashti eish ahav anavsh, bikashti v'loy mitzos. So finally the Novi Yosheya says, we're going to say, elcha v'yashuva el ishi harish and gitarv li'oz me'ata. So the Novi continues, he ends and says this, l'chein therefore, Hine anoichim mefateho. You hear this lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that as soon as we say those words that we want to go back. Hine anoichim mefateho. I'm going to. Mefateho means to allure, to seduce, to bring back. V'loichtia b'midbar. And we're going to reset. I'm going to bring you, Knesset Yisrael, my bride, back to the desert where it all began. V'dibarti al libo. And I will speak to you with tenderness. I will speak to your heart. V'dibarti al libo. V'nesati lo es krameha misham. And I will give you back the vineyards of Eretz Yisrael. Ves emek achor. And the Emek Achor in the depths of Achor, meaning of Tzoris, the valley of Tzoris, will be transformed with Pesach Tikva. Petach Tikva. The beginning of hope, of a good marriage, of a permanent relationship. V'ansa Shama. And there you will respond to me. There you will answer me. There you will. You will give yourself over to me. You will surrender yourself to me. Ki mei ni'ureha. The way that it was when you were young. When we started in the midway. And then the Navi ends. At the end of the Navuah. Ve'erestichli la'olam. Ve'erestichli b'tzedek u'b'mishpat. U'b'chesed v'rachmin. There is tichli be'amun of yadatis Hashem. And not only was there never a divorce, but the betrothal, the erusin, that passion, that love of under the chuppah, the moment before the moment of the ring being placed on the finger. The words that we say when we put tefillin around our finger. There's a famous verse from Rabbi Leibel Aegis Chusi Yerleinu, who asked, why is it Rabbeinu Gershom is called Rabbeinu Gershom Mo'or HaGoyla? Why is Rabbeinu Gershom called the light of the exile? That's a long time before anybody who could read a Black Gemara is called the Mo'or HaGoyla. You understand? Why is Rabbeinu Gershom called Mo'or HaGoyla? The light of the exile. Said Leibel Aegis Chusi says, could be he said the name of his father, Reb Shlomo, I don't remember. But Reb Leibel Aegis said, because you know that there's a chayim for Rabbeinu Gershom, that no matter what goes wrong in a marriage, you can't force your wife to leave you. And therefore Reb Leibel Aegis says that that's the light of the exile, because deep, deep inside of us we know that Hashem never, ever forced us to leave him. If we want to come back, it's up to us to return to him. He never pushed us away. And that's the light of the exile of the Jewish people that's given us hope. That's the Pesach Tikva of all of these years. And that's the light of the exile in the life of each and every Jew. That moment that he's done the most disgusting thing, Chalila, in his life. The moment that he did the most disgusting thing, he looked at the most disgusting thing in his life. He got to do the worst thing, something he never ever could have imagined. And at that moment, all he can hear is, we're divorced, we're finished. And then Rabbeinu Geshem jumps in, the Mor HaGaila gives light in the exile, and he says, don't leave. It's not true. God uses those words sometimes. He's only crying out to you to come back. He's only crying out to you to return. So in a moment we're going to do something that I would say is unconventional. Don't get nervous. Everybody can stay in their seats. But we're going to do something. Tisha B'Av at the end of Kinas, we heard a nigun. Now I understand that was a bit controversial. But those who were here understood the context of what that was and where we were holding at that moment. And in a moment we're going to listen to two nigun. But I want to first end by telling you a story. I saw this story early this morning. The one who told the story, I'll tell at the end. Lodz, 1939. Not a good place to be for Jews. There was a shidduch, there was a chasna, a 17-year-old chassidish abacher, with a 16-year-old chassidish girl. They didn't know each other at all. They were allowed to see each other for a moment, and that's it. And as it was then, and even now in some circles, it was just with the family, they came together. Also, the Kaddish is Ha'isha Chirena for a split second. And the next thing they know, they're under the chuppah. 17-year-old boy, 16-year-old girl. Chasna. And after the chasna, they go home to the dira, to the apartment that was prepared for them. A pachat, they don't know each other. And the chosn and the kala together, they're very awkward and uncomfortable. And the kala turns to the chosn and says, this was not my choice. It's a true story, this was not my choice. I don't want this and I can't live with you. And before anything took place, this is right when they came home, she turned around and she left. You can't imagine the tzibrachenkeit of the chosn, the humiliation. 3 days after that, 3 days after the kala disappeared, the Nazis appeared. And the chosn was taken away to concentration camp. And during those long years, the Jews from Lodz felt the hand of Hitler for a long time. Those who were able to make it to the end, those years. And the chosn was in concentration camp. And the whole time he was there, even though he was so wounded by his wife of an hour or two. He was so wounded. He didn't stop thinking about her. And he believed with all of his heart that if there would be a second chance, that if somehow she was alive, she would survive, that perhaps they'd be able to resume and to continue where they left off, and that she would come back to him, and they'd be able to build a life after the ruins. And the chassan survived, and he finally made his way back to the misery of Lodz. And he went every day to the office that they had, the highest the Americans had, looking for the lists and the names, hoping to find the name of his bride, of his kala. And one day when he came there, she was standing there looking at the list herself. And when she turned around, she saw him, they both began to cry. And at the same time, they began to say, "I never stopped thinking of you." And this is what she said. She said that I was supposed to die 1,000 times, but I begged the Rebbe Shalom to keep me alive, so that I would be able to see you again and to beg for forgiveness, to ask for slicha, mechila, and kapar. And then she was crying and she said, "I beg you to forgive me. I was a little girl. I didn't know. I didn't give you a chance. I was only angry because my parents forced me into the marriage. But I know that you're good and I want to make this work. If you'll give me a chance and forgive me." And he said to her, "You should know that even though I was so hurt, I didn't stop thinking about you all of those years. And I didn't stop worrying about you and davening for you that you were alive." And the one who told the story was Shlomo Kalibach. Because this couple spent their first Shabbos in America in the home of his father, the great Talmud Chacham, Rav Naftali. And Rav Shlomo met them on that first Shabbos when they came to America. And he said he was subsequently invited to the bar mitzvah of their grandson. So we also have run away. We also feel that we were forced into something that Hashem held the mountain over our heads. The chassan never ever stopped thinking about us. And the truth is that Rabbi Shalom, you know that we've never ever stopped thinking about you. And here we are, thousands of years later, knocking on your door and begging you to take us back and to remember when we began in the desert, and to bring us back to the beginning. Because we know, miyom denafkes mi beisach, that since we left you, it hasn't been good. And we're ready to return to you. We're asking Hashiveinu Elecha, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, Chadesh Yomeinu kekedem. I want you to listen carefully. You could hand out the pages, Moshe. Listen carefully. While the pages are being handed out, I want to thank, of course, Yidid Navshi, Yaakov Hagler. It's already many, many years since we began this, in Yerushalayim. Really, really, Yaakov, next year in Yerushalayim together, in good health with our families, all of Am Yisrael, to continue. And the Slichus will have more of an upbeat niggin, or more of an upbeat feeling. There's a musician by the name of Michal Shapiro. You cannot buy his tapes in any store, and you'll never hear anybody at a chasna swaying in front of the women's section with a microphone singing this music. It's underground music. You can get it. You can order for him directly. Is this real here? The Israeli years ago made contact with him. We tried to meet him. I tried to meet him when I went To Denver, I'll tell you this, so that when I first heard the song that we're going to hear in a minute, my wife and I stayed up for hours listening to this song over and over. And then I called him, I was able to find out how to get in touch with him. At the time he lived in Auburn, I called him and I said to him, you know, I was crying the whole time that I listened to your niggun. He said, I was crying the whole time that I wrote that I composed the niggun. The first niggun is what I was talking about. And the second niggun, this whole thing will take 3 minutes. The second niggun is all that we're davening for and all that we're asking for during the days and the weeks that come. It's Mordechai.
Oh, Oh.